Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. For 35 years, New Life has been transforming lives one at a time thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. So glad you're with us here today. And again, that number, if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. When I say us, I mean Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hello, Dr. Sherry Keffer.
Well, hey, Steve.
How are you?
Good. Good to be with you today. And
Chris Williams
yes.
right
Woo-hoo!
Here.
Yeah, great to be with you guys.
Chris, many comments about the Emotional Freedom Workshop. We had a couple of callers yesterday talk about it. And how'd you feel about the Saturday event?
I felt great about it. You know, it's more than just good information. It's a great experience. Because, you know, we do a lot to prepare the messages and the information that really help us kind of shine the light in these dark places. But you're guided by trusted people to go into those places
yeah.
and start doing the work. And there's just no substitute for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was told Frank was going to call us today. And I see that he is calling. And Frank from Boise, thanks for calling us because you want to talk about another workshop that we did. Is that right?
Yes. I've done two workshops. I've done live workshops, and I've done workshops online.
How was the online Everyman's Battle?
It's okay. I mean, it's I love Jason Martinkus when he did it.
Yeah.
When I compare the online workshop versus the live workshop, obviously the live workshops are much more powerful.
Yeah.
And they're stronger. The online...
Yes.
It's more, you know, it's not as strong, but it's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we do it because many people, they just can't travel or they want, but you're right, there is much more power in the face-to-face. We didn't think we'd ever do online, but when we had to with COVID, we found out that we were able to help some folks. What else are you thinking?
For me, how I recovered was doing the live workshops with EMB, then joining Sustained Victory.
Mm.
And being there in person and meeting the guys that I would become friends with for life, I knew that was it right there. I knew I was going to get out of that addiction. And Sustained Victory was a huge part of that. Without that, I probably wouldn't have made it because every man's battle, it will motivate you. And for me, I would get motivated for about 6 months, and I would fall off the cliff, and I'd be
right
back in my addiction. But after so many times going to EMB, eventually I decided to join Sustained Victory. And Jason Martinkus, at that time, he was my counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a 12-step with him, and I made it. Made
oh, that's
it for over
so
10
good.
Years. And,
so good.
So, and the accountability was the key behind that, and
yeah.
just making those phone calls every day. So.
Right. Well, I think that there are guys that have been in Sustained Victory for 10 years. Sherry, you had something?
I was just going to say, you know, and I know we're coming to a close, but Frank, before you went to EMB, did you have friends with guys? Were you friends? I mean, the kind of friends that they knew what you were struggling with?
Not really. Not a whole lot. Just maybe a very few. But I needed something really powerful to hit me really hard, and that was Every Man's Battle.
I love it. There's
and
nothing like
victory.
Brothers in that are fighting for you, locking arms, and so I'm so glad that was your experience. And I hope that anyone's listening, right, Steve?
Right, and Frank, I'll send you Every Believer's Thought Life just to thank you for calling, and I'm so glad that you did. 1-800-229-3000 to join us here. But 1-800-NEW-LIFE, sign up for Every Man's Battle. Get it taken care of. Listen to Frank. Smart guy. We'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams. And if you want to join us, we're going to go to Kenneth right now from Killeen. But the number is 1-800-229-3000. I do want to do this, though. Before we go to Kenneth, there is a topic that you guys know about. It does relate to Every Man's Battle, but it's intimacy aversion. And Chris, how's that addressed at Every Man's Battle? What's the context? And then I want to get your comment, Sherry.
Yeah, the intimacy aversion really is about the inability or the unwillingness to be close to people and to be deeply connected. It's typically driven by fear, and driving that fear is typically shame. It's a primary negative view of myself or a secret that I've been holding that I can't let anyone else know. And so if I'm holding something on the inside, whether that be, again, shame and secrets that oftentimes are just on fire during sexual acting out, then there's no way for me to be close to a person. And I can feel very dodgy, but on the inside, I feel very alone and isolated. And it eventually even shuts down a basic desire to be close to a person. It's a very dangerous place to be.
Yeah. Sherry, a thought?
You know, from a betrayed partner's perspective, I think about the husbands that I've talked to who have owned the fact that they knew that their wife was onto them. They knew that their wife had found something. And so they would gaslight them, make it about them, make it about something else, tell them they were crazy. There's all this hiding that goes on with that aversion to get close. But you're right, Chris. It's like they've acted out and there's enough stuff that they could see in their eyeballs if they were really to look at closely inside. And they turn away from that connection because I don't want you to know what I just did, you know, 3 hours ago, right?
We used to hear this term describing a woman as frigid. You'd hear that so often. There was never a term for a man who was also unable to connect or have any kind of sexual or physical contact. It's just so typical of, you know, how we treat sexuality, and because I think it's a derogatory term. I mean, there is intimacy aversion, there's intimacy anorexia, all sorts of that.
Yeah.
But look, if you're a man, and maybe the reason you don't want to go to Every Man's Battle is because you don't want to talk about something like that, you're not alone. I mean, you are not alone, and we really could help you get back what has been lost a long time ago. And just like that frigid term is kind of a, I don't know, I just think it's a label. We don't label people at Every Man's Battle. You're not going to get a label. You're going to get grace and no shame. And I hope that you'll call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, Steve, I think about what you said, and I think about Connor, who had a hard time with me holding his hand. He would get repulsed if I would run my fingers through his hair. Those were things that would happen. But what he did is he would say, well, I don't like you to do that because you talk with your hands and it bugs me. Or he said that I made this ticking sound when I talked on the phone. It was things pointed towards me, but the whole time he was looking at porn and acting out in ways, and that's what was so confusing in the coupleship. It wasn't that there was something wrong with, it wasn't about frigidity. It was about being caught up in pornography, being caught up in acting out, and not wanting to share those spaces with me, not wanting to let me into that world. And there's freedom for you. If you're listening, if you're a wife that's listening to me, doing nothing does nothing to mm-hmm. get
right.
that guy to a place where he can be free. And so jump on board. Get some mm-hmm. help. Don't wait.
Well, what you were saying, it fits my new little theme of the three words that keep us stuck. One is resistance. The other is rationalization, mm-hmm. you know. But I resist everything. Anybody suggests anything, I resist it. Then if somebody points out a problem, I rationalize, well, it's not that bad, or mm-hmm. I'm not hurting anyone, or it's not as bad as this other person. And then the third one, which is the big one, is projection. It's not really my problem, it's your problem, and if you fix your problem, then I will do better just because you fix your mm-hmm. problem. Resistance, rationalization, and projection. It's the quicksand of relationship and personal growth. All right, Kenneth from Killeen, Texas. And I grew up in Texas, and we played football against Killeen, and they beat us every time. How you doing, Kenneth?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Yeah.
What's on your mind?
I played in the high school band, so I went to all the games, you know, from freshman year to senior year.
Wow. Well, having a son in the band, I know that you practice more than the football team. But how can we help you today? What's going on?
I wanted to ask a question. How do I let go of abuse that I experienced as a child growing up, both verbal abuse and physical abuse?
Was it your dad or your mom?
With me. Not so much my dad, because he left, you know, very early on. You know, I was mm-hmm. in elementary school, and most of the abuse, both physical and verbal, was from my mom.
I'm so sorry about that. And so you're wanting to know, how do you let go of it? And I think we can help you do more than just let go of it. And I'm so sorry it's still with you. Sometimes things like this are still with us because we have this belief that, well, you know, time heals all wounds, or I just don't need to be looking back. You know, that's a Christian thing you'll hear. No need to look back. Just think about heaven, move forward, which thinking about heaven and moving forward is a good thing. But if you can't do that because there's something from the past that's really leaking in, it's a problem. Sherry, let's start with you. What do you think is the best path to resolve that kind of childhood abuse?
Yeah, well, Kenneth, my heart breaks for you as a woman because I think you never, never got to experience the warm nurture, the safety, the closeness that a mom can be, and how it feels to have her care for you and fight for you. That wasn't something that you experienced. Your mom was unsafe. She was short-tempered. She took her frustration out on you. And I imagine that's made it probably a little bit more complicated to even have a relationship with women. How is this, as Steve said, leaking out? Can you give us an idea of, when you say let go, I get that, but how is it leaking in? What are the signs? What are you struggling with?
It's like it'll keep coming up. I'll keep thinking about it, you know, reliving it like it happened yesterday.
Okay.
And
like actually pictures. Pictures. You keep seeing pictures, like you can see your mom hitting you.
Right.
Yeah, like a movie that's replaying.
Do
you know what's so interesting, Kenneth? When we have trauma wounds like this, that movie that is replaying, that movie has gotten stored in your brain. Almost like your brain is holding a bucket that's trying to warn you, that's trying to tell you, and it's like going into the same theater, the same movie theater twice, three times, four times. You don't want to go back to that bad movie. But that wounded part of yours hasn't woken up to realize that that movie isn't over. You survived it. It's the replay that is going on in your mind. And oftentimes, until you walk towards that with somebody who works with trauma, and you begin to not only think about what happened and think about the images, but feel the feelings that were coming up and happening, and begin to grieve, cry a river of tears, get mad at your mom for how she treated you, in a space where somebody's going to let you get mad at your mom so you don't have to protect her, right? You know, the therapist isn't going to give her a call. Therapist isn't going to go beat her up. But you need the space to get angry at what happened to you, and to let that little guy inside of you, cry and get mad about the hurt.
You know, I was I was on a interview about Every Believer's Thought Life, and the host at the break said, you mentioned anger at your parents, and she said, I am so angry at myself for being angry at my mother. It's almost like she was saying, I know I should not be angry at her. Well, when you hear about what the mother did, and when you hear what Kenneth experienced from his mom, we're far beyond what you should or shouldn't do. I mean, it's just a natural reaction. But the good news, Kenneth, is that there is so much hope that you don't have to give that movie or have a season pass to see that movie all the time. Chris, what are you thinking is a great step toward freedom from this? I mean, Sherry's talked about grieving, which I think huge.
Well, getting into a trauma specialist is really, really important. Someone who specializes in trauma therapy. Because you've given us, Kenneth, a clear signs of PTSD, especially with the recurring memories. And we talk about a process called EMDR. There's other processes that are out there that really, really help people go through this. But I want to mention a couple things as we go forward, because it's been touched on, and it's allowing those emotions. For instance, you know, Steve, we were just talking about anger. Anger is a God-given emotion to a real injustice. Yeah. It's giving us incredibly important information. Kenneth, you mentioned that, you know, it's the memory of mom that keeps coming up, but you're going to have to also work through tremendous sadness, because you also are dealing with an abandonment trauma wound from your dad. Mm-hmm. There's so much there that's going on. And what I really want you to kind of dig down to, especially today, is that these events as a kid create what I call an organizing principle of identity. And the organizing principle of identity is it imprints something about us, a primary belief that then we organize our life around. And I talk about that in my own life through my own parents' divorce and my dad leaving the family. It's that I believed through that experience that I was not good enough. That became the genesis of my organizing principle, in which I would have to overcome the rest of my life, at least until I got healing from that. Whereas today, I am totally okay with having things in my life that I'm not good at, because I have people in my life that love me, that can support me and guide me. And so my new organizing principle is that I'm loved. And so, but that takes a lot of work. And so there's the emotional side, and then there is the, we call it the cognitive side, but the core belief side. And those really need to be worked so you can get the freedom to then see yourself more accurately as a valuable, invaluable human being on planet Earth with, you know, immeasurably beautiful qualities that God has created to participate in His work that He has for you.
Well, I'm hoping, Kenneth, that you could go to our Emotional Freedom next time. I'm going to send you some resources. We'd love to help you find a counselor that specializes in trauma. I'll send you Every Believer's Thought Life, and there's information in it that addresses this kind of recurring memory. I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible with the Grief Workbook also. I'll get those to you. And I'm really glad that you called. And I hope and pray this is the beginning of some healing to help you not just get through this, but beyond.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, 1-800-229-3000. We're here for another hour and one half with you, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, Steve Arterburn. Let me remind you that there are three different podcasts you could subscribe to from your favorite podcast provider. One is this program. The other is Life Recovery Today, which is also seen on many cable networks on the NRB network. And then Going Deeper. All of those podcasts are available to you from whomever you get podcasts from. Now let's go back to the phones. And how about we talk with Sherry from Denver, Colorado. Hi, Sherry. You're on with Sherry and Chris and Steve. How can we help today?
Hi. Oh, hi there. Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes, I'm trying to be succinct with my question. So much to say, but I guess in short, I'm contemplating divorce with my husband, and we've been married for 12 years. Overall, we've been together for 20 years. And it's been an extremely turbulent relationship, a very secretively turbulent relationship.
What does that mean?
Tell
me about the secretive, turbulent, secretive part there.
Well, I had some childhood traumas that I was working through, and early on in the relationship, I had been suicidal and struggled with, I guess, just some issues. Eventually, I became a Christian, and those problems went away. I got some counseling and ended up kind of working through some things. But In between then, we would argue a lot, sometimes stay fighting with each other, like verbally fighting, till 2 a.m. sometimes. And it's just been extremely painful and sick. And I finally came out to some friends and family how it's been, but all this has kind of been in secret. We've seen multiple counselors. Yeah, multiple counselers, but just we have two kids now, and I'm just like almost just floored how far things have even gotten, even bringing two kids in the world, and I just don't really kind of know what to do.
Okay, well, I'm so glad that you called us and let us give you some help here, Sherry. I'm going to start with you and see what you're thinking would be the best path for her.
Did anybody, the counselors that you saw, directly talk to you two about the abuse that was going on in your marriage? Or was that a secret from your counselors? Was it too scary to bring into the sessions?
I brought up some of the sessions, but my husband just denied everything. So they just focused on me and said, let's just do individual counseling with you. And all of them just dismissed my husband from the counseling sessions and just focused on me because he was never vulnerable enough to admit what was going on in secret.
Wow. So hard.
That is tragic. Mm.
And you know what? Sometimes that happens because when there's abuse that's active, it's contraindicated to do couples counseling typically during that period of time because there's harm that's going on. But that doesn't mean that as two counselors, like if Chris and I were working with you as a couple, we sign releases so that we could talk with each other about what was happening, what you were telling me, and I would be able to reflect back some of what was going on and help you, right? So it sounds like you've been tolerating this for a long time. Was the abusive behavior happening in the 8 years of courtship before you married?
Oh yeah. I mean, absolutely. It's just that I had grown up in a very a home where there was so much conflict. I kind of thought it was normal or okay or even healthy. I just figured everyone had problems, but I didn't know how bad it was until I grew up and had my own kids. And now I'm kind of stuck, and I was trying to push for a separation, but he won't get out of the house. He's read the book Boundaries. He's kind of weaponizing that. He tends to weaponize everything, but he says, well, my boundary is you do this and I'll do that, or he's just really controlling me, and I'm just kind of very stressful.
So you're awake. Girl, you're awake.
Yeah.
I hear it. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so sad it's taken this long for you to awake up. What is keeping you? Like, what permission are you looking for? I mean, you called us, right? There's folks listening. Uh-huh. You're desperate for, is it permission that you need to file to see an attorney today? Or what's holding you back?
Well, I've seen a couple. I think guilt, because there were some parts of the relationship that were kind of happy, you know. I mean, we're the only people we've even known each other intimately. I mean, it's been a very...
Sherry, I want to reframe that for you a little bit, because this is really important. The most dangerous thing about your relationship with him right now is the things that you think work.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, because those things are tricking you into putting yourself in the way of harm over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Well, oh my God,
I'm so glad that you picked a call today, because Chris and Sherry and I, we really do want to help you. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about a radical approach that oftentimes produces the radical result that you're wanting. I don't think you guys have ever truly been helped. Mm-hmm. It just sounds like that he has sabotaged any potential help. So you're going to get some help right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. You may have a problem worse than this. This one's pretty crummy. But you can call us right now, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible personal size, the one-year Life Recovery prayer devotional, the New Life journal, a New Life pen and highlighter, and a New Life zippered tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and we're talking with Sherry. And I think it's sadly a common situation that there is abuse, neglect, whatever, and no willingness on the part of one of the married couple to do anything. Mm-hmm. But Sherry, you had some thoughts at the break about what might be the best path for her.
Yeah, hey girl, in your family of origin, did one of your parents or both of them leave you? Like, their body could have been there, but did you feel abandonment, not seen, not cared for, not loved?
I feel like at times I was over-cared for. I think because my mom had worked and my dad had worked nights. I didn't see him a lot. And then there was times where I was ignored. So it's like one extreme or the other, it seemed.
Yeah, they were trying. And I think that's why you are connecting or attaching and holding on to breadcrumbs in the relationship. I kind of sense that you're a latchkey kid, that there wasn't a lot of love or care that was being poured into you. And so what happens is when we haven't had that, you connect with, this is the first person you ever went really deep with, but what can happen is we can become trauma bonded to them. because something is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like having an empty relationship is better than living in the desert. And so we tolerate a lot of abuse, and that's why I'm so proud of you that you're awake. You know, I'm proud of you. You know, Steve was talking about, you know, having you call an attorney. Like, really start advocating for you and protecting you and a little girl inside of you that wasn't seen, heard, and loved. Mm-hmm. You have to love on her and care for yourself. That's self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And Sherry, at the break...
I guess I just feel guilty because I haven't been perfect either. I've been hurtful to him, and
let me jump in. So at the break, we were talking about you need something radical. To us, it seems maybe reasonable, but it may feel really radical to you. Seeing an attorney and filing for illegal separation sounds radical, but it's needed. But here's the most radical thing. You have inside of you a default relationship perspective, and the default is pain, heartbreak, heartache, suffering, disrespect, abuse. Like, that's your normal. Mm-hmm. Right? And so when there is love and care and respect and honor, that can feel, it feels like a drug. It feels amazing, but it's not default. Your radical work will be discovering that a good relationship defaults in love and care and respect. And what is outliers are maybe offhanded, rude, mean comments in a heated moment that can get repaired, but ultimately that you need to discover a default of safety and security built on trust and care.
Yes. Now, I think you are in a situation where emotionally, spiritually, in his mind, you don't even exist. You are fulfilling a role for him. And here's my picture of the relationship. He abuses you. He tries to psychologically manipulate you, like the gaslighting stuff. And then when he goes out the door, he kisses you goodbye. And for you, it makes all the painful stuff go away because he manipulatively gave you some crumb of affection. Now, I know that's an extreme vision, but
yeah,
it feels...
That's about right, yeah.
Okay, so it's going to require you to do some really tough things, scary things. And we're wanting not to save your marriage. We want to help you transform it. And so you have to do this thing of... Talk to some friends. Who is an attorney I could go talk to? When he hears that you've gone to an attorney, he'll be upset and angry trying to shut that down. But that's when, because you're going to your own counselor, you need to do that, you're able to say, well, I'm going to continue on this path because I can't live in the path we're on. It's destroying me, and I'm waking up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want. We want him to see you as a whole human being.
Yeah.
I'm just so sorry you're going through this. I'm going to send you Sherry's book, Intimate Deception. I don't know that whether he's been unfaithful or not, but I know you certainly are going to benefit from some of the healing aspects of that book. And usually when a man is abusive to his wife, there's entanglement at some level with other women, because you're so disregarded. But I'll send that to you, and I just hope and pray something we've said has helped. I hope one day maybe you guys can go to intimacy and marriage, but there's a lot of things that need to take place right now. So hold on. I'd love for us to be able to help you with a counselor there. There are many in your area. And again, if you're struggling and you're under the thumb, so to speak, of another person, you'll be there until you do something that says to that person, she's not the same, or he's not the same. There's different. Something happened. and they'll react to that, and hopefully then they'll respond in a better way. All right, man, those are tough calls for me. I hate to hear these kinds of things, but that's why we are here. Larry is here. He's in the studio, and Larry, it's such a privilege to get to do what we do.
Amen.
And I know you always have a great testimony, and I'd love to hear it.
Well, testimony has to do with every man's battle, because that's coming up February 4th. And yeah. I know you talked to this gentleman earlier in the call, and that was a great call. And here's another testimony that I hope will encourage some men to cross the line and say, enough is enough, I need help, and you guys can help. And we have made it so easy by doing this online, guys. So don't miss the opportunity to do this. I know that a lot of you have been fearful of letting down, and your pride gets the better of you. But here we go. This gentleman said, this workshop has finally allowed me to believe I'm a son of God and not the sum of my sins. I've experienced the opportunity to take all my masks off and feel non-judgmental grace from a grove of men who are chasing after God's purpose for their life. My recovery doesn't open the gates of heaven to let me in. Jesus' death on the cross did that. My recovery opens the gates of hell to let me out.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
I thought that was a great fantastic. Perspective, a really, really good great. Perspective. And what happens at every man's battle? One of the most powerful things, all the tools, all the talks, all the love and grace that you get from people, the shame-free zone part of it, everything is great. But one of the best things that I hear from men afterwards is they have a new perspective on what God is to them, that God is not angry. He's not out of, you're not out of the shadow of his love, that you guys reconnect with God, some for the very first time. And that's one of the most powerful impacts, important impacts of this workshop.
Yeah. You know, Larry, just this morning a pastor texted me and said, I'm doing a sermon on the lies that men tell themselves. Mm. And he said, can you just give me some lies? And so I said to him, you're handsome. And then the next, but then I said exactly what you're saying there, that men believe that God's love depends on their behavior, right. or their behavior has gone beyond what God tolerates, and there's so much shame that separates them. And we're truth tellers, and we're myth dispellers, and we're lie destroyers. And if you've been plagued with this feeling that you're not good enough, we want to help you with that.
Well, and Steve, it reminds me of when we were in Israel and we went to the gates of Hades.
Yeah,
which was a place that people would make sacrifices and rituals to the Pan God, where we get the word panic and pandemonium, chaos and fear. And there was that was a place of deep sexual acting out and extreme sexual acting out. But it was just a place of pain that you had to go through to appease the Pan God from your own destruction.
Right.
Like that's sexual acting out. And it's a psychological torture where fear and chaos reign. And Jesus is telling us that the kingdom of God, the gates of Hades will not prevail. Fear and chaos will not prevail with peace and love. And so when he said, I'm going to open the gates of hell to let you out, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out of the fear and the chaos and the pain and into healing and love and serenity.
So help us help others. And help us help you. Come to Every Man's Battle. Call us. Be part of that February 4th workshop. And anybody that's been helped, if you could support someone with a scholarship or a gift of anything, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I just want to mention the workshops we have coming up. One is Every Man's Battle. It's online February the 4th. Intimacy and Marriage is in Southern California, February 17, 18, and 19. And imagine this. You could save almost $500 if you register before February 3rd. I can almost guarantee you. You'll not regret being there. Restore is February the 24th, and that's in Orange County. Lose It for Life, March 16th, is online. And then Courageous Parenting, Transforming Relationships with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, April 1st. And then on Tax Day, just to help you with your emotions, April 15th, Emotional Freedom. Call us. Come be part of it. That's what we do, is transformation. I believe you pronounce, well, you have to tell me, how do you pronounce your name? Is it Chapin? It's a from Norfolk, Virginia.
Yes.
How do you pronounce?
It's pronounced Chapin.
Chapin. Wonderful. So welcome to New Life Live. You listen on Sirius XM. Glad that you do. And what's on your mind?
So I'm undergoing a just radical series of transformations thanks to Jesus finally, me finally accepting Jesus, being saved, delivered, redeemed, and justified and dressed in his God's own righteousness. But my wife, at the beginning of the year, has decided to leave me, and she has lost basically all of her faith, right? And she talked about boundaries, right? And boundaries is a very common thing that a lot of people talk about. And there was no physical abuse in our relationship. We have two in our marriage. We've been married, it'll be 9 years in June. We have an 8-year-old and a 7-year-old. And, you know, those boundaries. Oh, I've got boundaries, and you've crossed those boundaries. Well, instead of making those boundaries, we're supposed to run to the Lord. He is our high tower and our refuge. And hearing the recommendation of immediately getting divorced when
Wait. You didn't hear us correctly. We didn't talk about divorce, wanting a divorce or immediately going for divorce. Is that what you heard us say?
I was under the impression that the advice that was given to the young lady who called maybe 10 minutes ago was to go get the attorney. And
yes, it was. It was to get the attorney because sometimes the man won't respond until he sees her do some things differently. We're very anti-divorce, and there are only a couple of reasons that you're justified having a divorce or allowed to. One is unfaithfulness, and then the other, abandonment by a non-believer. But if you could get that, you know, click on the show on the website and hear it again, you would hear us talking about doing things to wake him up, not to follow through with the divorce. We're wanting to prevent that divorce, but it takes some radical action sometimes. And
I wonder, Chapin, and thank you for calling. I thank you for being so spontaneous in your call. I'm wondering if you might have gotten triggered because what is painfully happening in your marriage right now, I mean, it sounds devastating. You've come to faith, and your wife is putting some boundaries down. Is your wife a believer? Did she come to faith with you, or is there a spiritual difference right now that the marriage is having to contend with?
I grew up an Assemblies of God missionary kid and pastor's kid. She was adopted by a Presbyterian youth minister, and I was under the impression, while I was in the military, I did 14 years, got out a year ago on the 17th, that she was the sanctified one in the relationship. And it seems as though instead of being a righteous and godly helmsman of my family, I sailed them right into, you know, Lucifer's Lake. And while I recognize the guilt is from the enemy, I feel responsible for not having properly stewarded my family, but my wife has no real concern, it seems, or real faith anymore, and I feel mostly responsible for that.
Oh, wow, Chapin. I you know what I would do if I had the chance to sit with you and your wife? And it would feel so weird. It would probably feel so weird for you both. Is I would have us sit in our office and I would have us talk about what is going on in the relationship without mentioning anything spiritual. Mm-hmm. I would do that for a handful of sessions. You know why? Because I think there's a lot of spiritual words that are being used to try to explain some very real hurtful pain that is going on. And I would want to discover that, like mine both of your hearts, to figure out where's the breach, where has been hurts, where have the wounds, what's happened in this relationship before I would even add on the spiritual disappointment or language, because it can cloud really organic hurt that you never get to because it's spiritualized or there's lots of language around it. I am very spiritual. I am fighting for every couple that I sit with. But sometimes that language can get in the way of actually understanding the heartache that's going on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I can openly admit, right, using, I believe it's Peter 5:16, right, where confess your sins to one another and pray with one another, for that is good. You know, I admitted, sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, we're just almost out of time. But finish what you're going to say.
So I recognize, you know, my drinking. But my wife came to me a few days ago and said, you know what, I've never loved you, I've never seen you as a husband, I've never respected you, because you've never done anything to deserve respect. You know, I never drank away the money, I never, you know, hit anybody.
Okay. So look, let me just interrupt here because we're out of time. But look, if I was talking with both of you, I would be saying, 1 year out of the military, it's just so difficult after 14 years of military.
17.
Yeah. 17 years that you're now home and everything's going to go great. So I would say to her, hey, wait a second. Let's talk about this. You're saying you never loved him. You married him and you have kids together. So let's do something productive other than what's going on now. And then I would say to you, just as Sherry's saying, don't alienate her by quoting scripture. And it's almost like if she came to you and said, I think I'm dying, and you said, well, here's the rules about dying, versus grabbing her into your arms and saying, no, here, let me help you. It's totally different. So I want to get you on that kind of path. And I would also encourage you, I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible, which is all about recovery from a drinking problem with biblical truth alongside. And I hope
I'd love them to come to the Intimacy in Marriage. Before we go off, Chapin, check it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to be there. I want to see you there. Mylon Kay, we can help you.
Yeah. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. We want to help you. If you're on the phone, like yesterday, I promised I'd go to all calls at Run Hope. I'm going to get to your call. Hold on. 1-800-229-3000.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.